Mark, what was your reaction when you heard the news, and I don't know when you did, about Jacob and the fact that he's requested a trade?
Yeah, obviously it's a tough situation, but that's not really, our spot to comment on it. It's something between, Jacob and his agent and his camp and the Jets organization, so that's something that, I don't have much knowledge on, but, obviously he's a big part of this team, and we hope that he'll be a part of something good here.
Have you talked to him since he made the request?
I obviously talked to him. I was with him every single day during the World Cup, so... we didn't really talk about that kind of stuff. It's, it's just talking about random things instead of talking about, that the business side of it. It's, that's kind of not really, another player's, place to be. It's, you're definitely there for him as a friend and, can lend a, helping hand when he needs it. But, when it comes to business, that's, that's all his business and the organizations as well.
I've heard a lot of players hopeful that he'll be back. Is it something that you do or other players maybe do, reach out to him, try and pitch him on sticking around, or is that, again, that's business?
That's the business side of it. Obviously, Jacob was a big part of our team and a big part of something that we're trying to grow here. And, those are the only things in our mind. He's obviously a good friend of a lot of us, and we'll be there to, lend a helping hand if he asks for it. But I don't think many guys will reach out and try to, pitch him on anything.
Were you aware of how he felt, Mark, or did the trade request take you by surprise too?
Talking to him, you get a sense, but you definitely didn't know that was happening. I don't think any of us did, but for the most part, obviously you hope the best for Jacob, and you hope the best for the Winnipeg Jets as well.